Peter Schweizer, Tim Walz tied to Chinese secret police stations that kidnap CCP critics. By Olivia Rondo on August 14, 2024. Ties between the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D, are becoming more alarming. With Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweizer revealing that the VP hopeful is connected to secret police stations that the Chinese have here in the United States. During Schweizer's latest appearance on Breitbart News Daily, Walz was accused of being connected to a group called Minnesota Global that is allegedly tied to a secret Chinese police station in the Twin Cities. The New York Times best-selling author claimed that Walz, who was announced as Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate on August 6, is connected to CCP operatives who conduct illegal police activity in the U.S. While speaking on several of the Minnesota governor's unsavory links to the Chinese government, Schweizer mentioned the secret police stations that the Chinese have here in the United States, which are unofficial but so-called United Front groups that exist in the West. Schweizer, who also serves as president of the Government Accountability Institute, said these stations cooperate with Chinese intelligence in order to intimidate Chinese that are living in the United States that don't like the CCP or are critical of the CCP. In April 2023, New York police arrested two men for allegedly setting up a secret police station in order to collect information on opponents of the CCP, the Associated Press reported. Harry Liu Zhenwang, 61, of the Bronx, and Chen Jinping, 59, of Manhattan, are both U.S. citizens accused of working with Chinese government officials to commit transnational repression, according to the outlet. Such secret police stations have been reported across the U.S., Canada, Europe, and other countries where the CCP has identified Chinese expats who are critical of their government. According to Laura Harth, a campaign director with Spain-based human rights non-governmental organization, NGO, Safeguard Defenders, they have identified 102 Chinese police service stations operating across 53 countries. China has denied that they are operating police stations overseas, claiming that such institutions exist to provide services like driver's license renewals. Schweizer said the stations are known to kidnap detractors. What happens is they will literally go around and visit people and say, "Hey, you know you need to shut up. You need to stop talking about this. You need to stop being so critical of the government." And there actually have been at least half a dozen documented cases where these networks have actually been involved in abducting people. That is, Chinese that are living in the United States. Abducting them and sending them back to mainland China. Going on to refer to one alleged CCP police outpost in the Twin Cities, Schweizer said it is tied to a group called Minnesota Global, which is a Tim Walz organization. Now Tim Walz in 2020 and since 2020 has talked ad nauseum about the abuse by the police, the Twin Cities police, the local Minneapolis police, about their terrible behavior with regards to how they arrest people, the author continued. I have not found one criticism that Tim Walz has had of this Chinese secret police station that's operating in the Twin Cities. So again, you have to wonder, why is there this disconnect? He posed. Why are you so critical and brutal on your own country? But you won't do a scintilla of the same thing as it regards to China. You just have to wonder why the governor is not doing anything about it. Why he hasn't called them out, why he hasn't said stop doing this. Because they're harassing people in his state, Schweizer said. Noting that Walz's apparent love for China does not appear to be a case like the Bidens, where there's the financial part of it. There's no evidence that he made oodles of money doing this, Schweizer clarified. You know, I think the only thing you can say is it's either some sort of philosophical attraction to certain elements of left-wing totalitarians, or, you know, to put it in the way I used to say in middle school, is wimpy behavior.